Mr. Blore was sitting in the train from Plymouth, writing a list. Emily Brent, Vera Claythorne, Dr. Armstrong, Anthony Marston, Old Justice Wargrave, Philip Lombard, General MacArthur, and the servants, Mr. and Mrs. Rogers. "That's it," he said to himself. He closed his book and put it back in his pocket.
"This job will be easy."
He stood up and looked at himself carefully in the mirror.
"I know. I shall be South African. These people know nothing about South Africa, and I've read a lot about the place."
Soldier Island. He remembered Soldier Island from when he was a boy. Just a rock, really, covered in birds, about a mile from the coast. A strange place for a house. A terrible place in bad weather. An old man opposite him woke up.
"There's a storm coming,"
the man said slowly. He was clearly drunk.
"No," Mr. Blore replied. "It's a lovely day."
The train stopped at a station, and the man stood up and almost fell. Blore helped him to the door.
"The end is near,"
the man said as he got out.
"Very near, young man."
Sitting down again, Mr. Blore thought, "He's nearer the end than I am." But in fact, Mr. Blore was wrong.